before we start this is, I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in, I'll never meet the ground, crash through the sun. Well, that ended that. Wow. Okay, so this Sunday we had the Oscars, and I'm still coughing. It was great, guys. Like, this Oscars was really good. Like, I'm happy with everyone who won. Again, it's almost like the Grammys. Like, it was, I loved it. You know, we had some performances. We had, you know, Shallow with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, which I just sang for you all. You guys are very lucky to have that. But I had... Oh my God, I'm dying still. I had an Oscar party, guys. So it all started back when I always have a Super Bowl party. Every year I've had a Super Bowl party at my house. And this year my parents were like, all right, we're not having a Super Bowl party. And I'm like, okay, fine. We're not going to have a Super Bowl party. Then we're going to have an Oscar party. If Gaga was nominated, that was only when I was going to do it. So the nominations came through. Gaga is nominated. I'm having an Oscar party. So now we're here. I had my Oscar party, and it was a lot of fun. All right, so this was the funny thing. So me and my sister Stephanie, who's not here, she was supposed to be here, guys, on the podcast today, but her ass is sleeping and doesn't want to get up, and I'm, like, screaming, like, freaking out, like, you told me you were going to do this podcast, you said you were going to be on every award season show, and you're not here. So anyway, we went to every movie theater around us just to see if they had the Star Is Born poster. So we got 2 out of, like, 6 theaters we went to. And that was awesome because we got to hang them up. So it was very, like, movie themed, you know, because we only A Star Is Born we have. But, yeah, it was great. And I got a replica Oscar, which I have sitting right in front of me, that if you go on my dog's Instagram page, My Pug Winston on Instagram, you will see the photo of him and his Oscar that we say he won. It's so funny. It's smaller than the normal Oscar. Wait, let me put it back. I was holding it. It's smaller than the normal Oscar, but it looks just like it. It's so funny. It is so funny. I love it. I'm like, I'm acting like I won the Oscar. But yeah, so it was so much fun. Thanks again for everyone who came. I love having parties. They're just so much fun to me. And so, yeah, I was just freaking out the whole time about, like, who, like, I wanted Gaga to win so bad. You know, I wanted her to win Best Original Song because I knew she wasn't going to win Best Actress. I feel like it's just too early in her acting career to have that. But singing career, like, she needed that. Like, that was awesome. And also for Shallow, get the F out of here. Shallow is literally the best song I've ever heard in my life. I love it. So, for Best Original Song, you know, here came, it was like, oh my God, here it is, oh my gosh, I was freaking out, guys. So, here is the video clip of them announcing Best Original Song.
And the Oscar goes to...
Let's see.
Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, and...
This is the first Oscar nomination for Mark Ronson, Anthony Rossomondo, and Andrew Wyatt.
Isn't that awesome? I was so happy. So I was at home freaking the fuck out. And I had like family, friends over and all that. It was like the funniest shit ever. But let me get that for you. Hold on. I have it. I have a video. Because I had the Oscar, and I was like, if Gaga wins, like, we will have an Oscar. You know, like, we'll have an Oscar in my house for just in case she wins. So, now, oh, this is her. I'm on the TV, watch as I die. I'll never meet the ground. Yes! Crash to the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow, shallow. Yes! Ah! It's just awesome. I loved it. It was just beautiful. Oh my god, then when they almost kiss? Come on. What is that about?
She won. Go get the Oscar. Go get the Oscar.
All right, so that's that. I feel like this is gonna be so loud on the podcast, but whatever. So that was me screaming to go get the Oscar. It was great. So yeah, we put the Oscar on my TV stand, and we had it there the rest of the night. It was just hilarious. I loved it. I kind of want her to win more awards so I could have more parties. And then this was, who was it? Olivia Blunt, I think. So she won Best Actress, and this was hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much, Lady Gaga.
All right, so as she's doing her speech, she saw Lady Gaga, and she's like, oh, Lady Gaga! And then she's, like, blowing her kisses, and Gaga's, like, blowing her kisses back. And that would be me. That would be me if I won an award. I'd be like, Lady Gaga! Thank you to the Academy! But, yeah. It was so much fun, though. So, like, I'm happy she won. She deserved it. Poor Bradley Goat. He got snubbed this whole season. And, yeah, it was just a mess for him. But whatever. Like, he didn't really care for the awards as he assumes. But hold on. I need a piece of chocolate. Yum. So, yeah. Let me see what else. Oh, guys, this is the last podcast of February. Wow. I just remember that February, the last day was the 28th. And I didn't say anything out loud, but now I am on the podcast because I knew people were going to be like, oh my god, like, you don't know that's the last day of February is like the 28th. And I'm going to be like, no. So I just rather just say nothing. And yeah, that's why I might name this podcast The Last Podcast of February. That might be too long. The ending of February. It was a nice Wednesday evening as George sat on his computer with his mic and did his podcast, Social Blend. He talked about the Oscars and how he had a party. I don't know, I'll figure something out. But yeah, so it was like, it's the end of February, I can't believe it. And also with February, that's weird. Oh shit, I threw this all over. Another weird thing about February is that, like, not everyone knows how to spell it. So when I do, let me February. Okay, so I spell February February, but it's really F-E-B R-U-A-R-Y, February. Oh my god, or is it not? Oh my god, this is a mess. Stop it. It might not be either. Oh my gosh, I'm ending this. I can't take this anymore. Are you kidding me? I'm looking this up because this is like the kind of bullshit that I hate. Like, this is why, like, the English dictionary, not the English, the English words and the dictionary or whatever you call it. Yes, it is. It's Febury. Wow. Well, isn't that something? Yeah, our dictionary and our English spelling and all that is just really messed up. And people don't realize that, but it truly is. And we need to get that under control. Just like this weather that we're having. So here in Jersey, we and New York, we're having crazy weather. The winds are picking up like crazy. It was like 95 miles an hour. My fat ass was blowing in the wind. I had to grab onto a tree and hold it because I felt like I was going to fly away. It was crazy. I couldn't let my dogs go outside. I'm like, I'm not having this. Like, I'm not letting them go outside. And then, like, my poor Chloe's up in the air. I'm not doing it. It's just, it's a mess. This weather is a mess. That's why I might name the podcast. I don't know what's going on. And I know it's, I say it's, oh my God, what is it called? Global warming, but most people don't want to believe it. But it is. It has to be because this weather is just too crazy and too out of the ordinary to be happening like this. Like, it's February and the other day it was like 70 out. That doesn't happen. That does not happen here in New Jersey on the East Coast. That does not happen. And it's happening. So we need to do something. And I don't know what. I don't know what to do. Maybe just, like, I don't know, like, not pollute the air, not kill everybody or every animal we see. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But there's people that do. And we gotta do something about this because it's scary seeing this weather happen. Tomorrow's gonna, like, snow. The next day it's gonna be sunny and, like, 85. Joking. I don't know. But it's just, like, it's a mess. Like, this can't happen. I'm done with that. I can't handle it because it's just too much. And that the fact that people don't believe that is crazy. Oh, also what I forgot to say about the Oscars is that Gaga was invited to Madonna's after party. And so they've been having beef for like the past 10 years. But it was awesome to see them together. But you know Madonna's talking shit. She's like that, what is this? She's like that aunt that always, like, talks shit about everyone. And, no, I don't know. Oh my God, this is horrible. But yeah, so, like, they were hanging out together and at the Oscar party, and they did a video of them. Oh, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Dora, that video, probably on Twitter. It's like the video of Dora, like, oh, hey, girl. And then she's like, I hate that FNB. And then, like, she gives her a hug. Like, that's Madonna, like, with Gaga. Like, she's like, oh, she's so annoying. And everyone at the after party is like, girl, you were just talking shit about her, and now she's here at the party. But it's just, whatever. As long as they act like they're cool, we're all cool. You know? Oh, the Juicy Jesse Smollett, whatever his fucking name is. We're running right into topics. Here we go. That motherfucker. That mofo. He lied, guys. I'm, like, in shock. I really am because I wanted to believe this so bad because this happens. This happens to people. This happens to black people. This happens to gays, this happens all the time. These people are horrible to them, and it's disgusting. And this, well, to anybody and everybody, people are just horrible people, and they do this to things that they don't believe and people that they don't like, and it's disgusting. Like, this has to stop. There is no quota that some person has to be. Not everyone has to be a certain way in a certain quota. It doesn't belong to you. And it's disgusting. Your hair has to be this way. You have to believe this. If you don't believe this, then I don't want you. Oh, you do that? Oh, you like that? Like, what the fuck? This has to end now. I know in my generation, we are very different than, I say, any past generations. And we will not pull with that shit. Like, we will not go with that shit, you know? But here we have this mofo, Jesse, up here lying, up here doing all this bullshit. And now when you watch this interview, I have to laugh because I'm like, what a great actor. And they're like, as I'm watching the Oscars, I'm like, honestly, I should tweet, like, the only man who honestly deserves an Oscar is Jesse, because he really played that fucking part up. So it's just sad to see that he lied about this, allegedly. It's like allegedly. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just sad, you know? And, you know, whatever. It's, you know, we don't know everything yet. You know, the Chicago police are saying this, FBI saying that. It's just all over the place. But, like, you know, at the end, it looked like he was just trying to do it so he could have a better career. Don't know how that's picking up again, but did he even have a career, really? Like, he only had the one show. So, it's not even like he's a star. Like, he's not like a star. He's just like a D-lister, you know? But now he's honestly just a disgusting human being. To me, at least. To me, that's just gross. Okay, so we have a little more scoop on the whole Tristan, Chloe, and Jordan thing going on. So Jordan posted a video or a live stream, I think it was a live stream, of her walking. And everyone's like, where the fuck that bitch going? Why is she posting? Why is she doing that? She is going to be on the Red Talk, okay, with the Smith family. I fucking love that show. It's on Facebook. And you could watch it. There's like 100 episodes. It's awesome. I love them all. You will cry. You will laugh. You will scream. You will shout. You will throw up. You will hoe up. I don't know. It's just, it's great. It is so good. I love it. But she will be on. It's going to be very juicy. I'm excited to see what she has to say. You know, because it's always good to have both sides of the story. You shouldn't. You know, even though, yes, she's wrong. Okay, here's where me and my friends are all fighting. Because, like, I'm saying, like, everyone's just blaming Jordan. And no one is blaming Tristan, the man who's cheated on Chloe, like, 100 times. And my friends are like, well, you don't fuck with girl code. You don't fuck with this. And I'm like, it's the same thing, though, like, with the guys. But I'm not saying I'm rooting for Jordan. Like, I'm not rooting for her. Like, I think that is so disgusting. But I'm just saying, like, it's both people. And they need to make it about both people saying how they're gross. You know, not just, like, pointing at one person and patting the other one on the back saying it's okay. You know? Because at the end of the day, Chloe's the one hurting the most. And it's sad. I really think she's been hurting for a very long time. So that's that. So, yeah, Kim already unfollowed, like, both Tristan and Jordan on Instagram. Chloe's American Pie pants. I don't know what brand. American Eagle pants are, like, discounted that had Jordan on it. And, oh, my God, what's her friend's name? Oh, my God, what is her friend's name? The one that's a Kardashian. Kylie. Kylie is, like, marking down her, oh my God, what's it called? Her lip kit shit. Yeah, so she's marking that down real quick. And it's really cheap. So if you all want to buy it, it's like $12. It's like $12 and it's really supposed to be like $30. So, you know, if you want a nice little deal, that's pretty nice. Yeah. And what else happened? Oh my God, what the fuck else happened? Oh, okay, so I'm gonna start doing this new segment, because remember if you watched my first podcast, I was talking about how I wanted to do, like, a separate podcast, but an after show where I talk about shows that are on TV right now, and, you know, I just didn't get to it, because doing this podcast alone is very, time consuming, you know, because I work, I go to school, I have, like, a life, but I love doing this, so I make sure I have time to do this. But doing two different shows in one week is, like, a lot. So what I decided to do was just add it to my show and just make it shorter. So I'm just doing, like, shows I've been watching this week. So shows I've been watching this week are, number one, Whitney. It's the documentary on Whitney Houston. My friend, you know, gave me her Hulu account. And I was able to watch this because I was like, I need to watch that because it was in theaters and I never got to see it. So I was so happy that I saw it. It's an amazing documentary, guys. I was crying. It was like, you know, Whitney Houston is my Jersey homegirl. So, you know, it's just so sad what happened to her and it breaks my heart. I could cry right now. It's like horrible. I hate it. Next, we have Beverly Hills. They're on. It's all right this season. Nothing too crazy. New Jersey, The Reunion is on. I'm talking about The Real Housewives of New Jersey. That is fucking popping. This whole season has been amazing. Also, you got Good Girls coming back on Fox. That show is awesome. They're on season two. If you want to watch season one, you could catch it on Netflix. That shit is so good. That's a good show. We got to keep that back on. We have to keep that on for at least five seasons. Next, Claws, which is with NeNe Nash, something like that. And that's going to be season three, I believe. That show is amazing. You have to watch it. What else? Summer House is on Bravo. That's coming back. Ew, on Bravo. That's coming back March. We also have, that's like a good show too. It's kind of like the Jersey Shore, but like not as good as the Jersey Shore. Hold on. Okay, so you have Riverdale, which has been on. I haven't watched this whole season because I'm just waiting for it to go on Netflix. I don't have time for all that. Grey's Anatomy, same bullshit. I wait for it to go on Netflix because I don't have time for that. Marriage Boot Camp, Reality Stars. That's on. That I love that shit. I haven't watched it because like it got really boring to me, but that's also good. How to Get Away with Murder. Ah, the finale is on tonight if you all want to watch it. I haven't watched this whole season either because I like when it's on Netflix. Oh, and Broad City. If you guys watch Broad City, which is on Comedy Central, they're on their final season because they are working on other shit. Even though Broad City is the best show ever, that's really sad that we're going to have to let it go. Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta, blah, this whole season's annoying. And then Good Girls comes back. I cannot wait. This Sunday, Good Girls come back. It's not on Fox, it's on NBC. You have to make sure you watch it. Oh my gosh. Okay. Guys, this is crazy. All my shows. I have so many shows I fucking watch. It's too much. All right, well, we're getting to the end of our podcast, and I want to end this with a nice little, you know, message to everyone about life, and that is that life has so many up and downs, so many ups and so many downs, and sometimes more downs than ups, but to have the whole experience of life truly means everything. So if you're feeling down or if you are just in this point of your life where you don't know what's going on, you need to just keep moving forward because life is such a beautiful thing. And all it takes is for you to actually go out there and see life in action, if that makes sense to you. So, yeah. Life is beautiful, and I got to learn that, and I love it. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching my podcast. See you next week on an all-new episode. Bye. Oh my God, this ended so sad. Like, okay. So goodbye, everyone. Thanks for watching.